You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood next. Disney Plus's Young Woman and the Sea, premiering July 19th, stars Daisy Ridley as Trudy Adderley, the first woman to swim across the English Channel. Directed by Joachim Rønning, this inspiring biography showcases Adderley's perseverance and determination, capturing her record-breaking journey and complex relationship with her trainer, Jabez Wolfe, played by Christopher Eccleston. Ridley's portrayal of Adderley's challenges highlights her versatility as she balances this emotional role with her return as Rey in the upcoming Star Wars film, directed by Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy. Next up, Zoe Kravitz is set to star alongside Austin Butler in Caught Stealing, a crime thriller directed by Darren Aronofsky, based on Charlie Houston's novel. The film, set in 90s NYC, follows ex-baseball player Hank Thompson, played by Butler, as he gets entangled in the criminal underworld. Kravitz's role is yet to be revealed. Known for her dynamic performances, including as Catwoman in The Batman, Kravitz continues to expand her action-packed portfolio. Aronofsky's involvement and the high-stakes narrative promise an intense, edge-of-your-seat thriller. Production details and release dates are eagerly awaited by fans. Moving on, Luke Evans has been cast as Tracy Lawless in Amazon Prime Video's adaptation of Ed Brubaker's Criminal. Directed by Darren Aronofsky, this crime thriller also stars Emilia Clarke, Charlie Hunnam and Adria Arjona. Evans' character, a former outlaw-turned-military star, must confront his past in 90s NYC's underworld. Brubaker and Sean Phillips, the comic series creators, serve as executive producers. Known for his roles in Beauty and the Beast and Murder Mystery, Evans will showcase a darker side in this intense series. A release date for Criminal has yet to be announced. Moving on, Netflix is set to adapt the popular Walt comic Barbaric into a new fantasy series starring Patrick Stewart and Sam Claflin. The story follows Claflin's character Owen, a cursed barbarian forced to perform good deeds alongside his talking, bloodthirsty axe, voiced by Stewart. Michael Bay is in talks to direct, with Sheldon Turner writing the script. This will be Bay's first television project. Fans can expect a mix of humor and action in this medieval setting. While a release date hasn't been announced, excitement is already building for Netflix's next big comic book adaptation. Moving on, Edward Blumel has joined Netflix's adaptation of Agatha Christie's The Seven Dials Mystery as Jimmy Thaisiger. Directed by Chris Chibnall, the series revolves around a country house party turned deadly, with Mia McKenna Bruce, Martin Freeman and Helena Bonham Carter also starring. Blumel, known for roles in Sex Education and Killing Eve, adds to the star-studded cast. The Seven Dials Mystery promises a gripping whodunit, showcasing Blumel's talent in a fresh and engaging role. The series is highly anticipated, following Blumel's recent success in Prime Video's My Lady Jane. Moving on to the next piece of news, the beloved 90s sitcom Martin is set for a dramatic comeback with Young Martin, a new hour-long prequel series. This contemporary origin story follows a teenage Martin Payne, played by Martin Lawrence, as he navigates the challenges of growing up in modern-day Detroit. Created by Lawrence and his production company Run Tell Dat, in collaboration with Wonder Hill Studios, the show will delve into themes of family, friendship and ambition. Executive producers include Lawrence, Bob Yari and Marvin Perk. Young Martin aims to capture the humor and heart of the original series, reimagined for a new generation. Time now to look at the last piece of news. Danny Ramirez, known for his breakout role in Top Gun Maverick, joins Joaquin Phoenix in an upcoming untitled detective film directed by Todd Haynes. The plot centers on two intense lovers who depart California for Mexico, with further casting currently underway. Christine Wohan and Pam Coffler are producing, and the screenplay developed by Haynes alongside Phoenix and John Raymond promises intrigue. Ramirez, reprising his role as Joaquin Torres in Marvel's Captain America New World Order, will also feature in HBO's The Last of Us Season 2. His recent credits include Winner at Sundance 2024 and From Chestnut, alongside appearances in Netflix's Black Mirror Season 6. Well, that's all we got for today. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.